better selfishly than Willard Sleet, the Reback Sleet, the Gerard Oscar, Cohen Sleet, and Repenter Sleet. Thank you. This Thursday, we have the kindness of a certain Pavis, and this is the first kindness in the one of the first times, at least in the cycle of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, when our enemies surrounded the Beis HaMikdash. And there's a pasuk that says bad something what's that. And Avudrum has a drush on this, that even if Asar Batavis would come out on Shabbos, we would fast it on Shabbos. It doesn't in our calendar, but if it would, we would fast it. And Beis Yosef quotes this, and he says, Minayin, how did the Avudrom know this? So the Rav Zatzal thought it was a mistake in the Avudrom. And the Or Sameach, though, took the Avudrom very seriously. The Gemara has a Shaila in Erevin and Afmen. If a Yochid's Mekabel a kindness on himself on a Friday, can you go into Shabbos fasting? And the Or Sameach asks, why did the Gemara pose the Shaila by a kindness Yochid? Why didn't it pose the Shaila by a kindness Sibor? So he says the only Tainus Sibor that can come out on Friday in our calendar is Asar B'Teves. And based on that Avudram, even if it came out on Shabbos, you fasted on Shabbos. So certainly you could go into Shabbos fasting. So that's why the Gemara opposed the Shiloh only by a Tainus Yochid. So you see, the Or Sameach didn't think it was a mistake. He took it very seriously. And the Chassam Sofer in his Siddur, in the Biurim on Slichus, on Asar B'Teves, talks about what's the svara for this Avudrom. Because we know that you're never supposed to fast on Shabbos. If you fast on Shabbos, it's an Aveira, you have to make it up, because you're supposed to have Onik Shabbos. The Gemara says a Tainus Cholom you can have on Shabbos, because that's an Onik, because you're getting something out of it, delight, that it should be a Kapara for the dream, bad dream you had, and it shouldn't happen. So he asks there, why would it be that Asar B'Teves could be fasted on Shabbos? So he develops, and I don't think it's an exaggeration. He basically says that the most important day for Klal Yisrael in the calendaric year is this Thursday, because he says the Eibishter decides whether this summer we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash or not, or we're going to have Tisha B'Av. He decides on Asar B'Teves. And because it chaps a nafkamina on the future, it's not just something on the past. If it be on the past, you can't fast on Shabbos, unless it was a tiny skolom, because that is on the future, that the dream that happened shouldn't occur. So too, Asar B'Teves is chapping a nafkamina on the future, and if theoretically it would come out on Shabbos, you could fast it on Shabbos. And he therefore writes, that's the svar in Davudrom. So I saw in the Abarbanel writes that the reason why Yosef put the Gvia by Binyamin in his bag is because he wanted to test the brothers whether there would be a complete tikkun of the Sinas Chinam. You know, were they going to defend a Ben Rachel, the Bnei Leah? And that's what Yosef wanted to see. Would there be a tikkun of the Sinas Chinam? And Rav Fisher Shlit, or Rav Shlomo Fisher, the great Gaon in Sefer Beis Yishai, points out, unbelievable, he says that we know what happened on Tisha B'Av, and we know what happened on Shivasar B'Tammuz, you know, the Meraglin, the Eagle, but he says, what happened on Asar B'Teves? So he says, Luli Mistafina, he wants a taina that Mechiris Yosef happened on Asar B'Teves, because the mazel of Tevid is a Gedi, and it says that they shechted the Gedi. So he says, Luli Mistafina. But he said it was kind of like Nishrash, the Sina Schinam, or the Sina between the brothers, on Asar B'Teves. So it works very well that on Asar B'Teves, the Eibishter decides whether, have we been Masakin, the Sina Schinam, which is the Gorim of Bayashani being destroyed. And he determines that, have we come full circle and destroyed the Sina Schinam that we have amongst ourselves? And Asar B'Teves is the time where that is decided. And I remember Zerevnik Shlit, one of my Rebbeim and Shalbim, once pointed out, he thought it would be Docha Shabbos because the Gemara has a Tchula Peronisa Adifa. The Gemara says, you know, the Churban, the burning happened the 9th and 10th, but we fast on the 9th because the beginning of the calamity hurts the most, because maybe this connoted the beginning of the process. That's what he thought, maybe it was Docha Shabbos. But nonetheless, you know, it's a very important day, and it could very well be the most important day, as I said, for Klal Yisrael, at least collectively. So it's a big yasher koach to all of you for coming, and to the yeshiva, and to learn by Gedol Yisrael today is a great schus, and that should be a good preparation for us for Thursday, and that Hashem should listen to our tefillas, and this summer, Bez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us Beis HaMikdash. And, you know, one of the questions we're asking Shemayim is Sipitli Yeshua. And I always thought that one of the things Hashem maybe looks at Sipitli Yeshua is how seriously did we mourn on the Beis HaMikdash? That's part of Sipitli Yeshua. Did